Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mitch Wertley with VPR News. As the pandemic continues, the economic uncertainty and fears associated with the virus are taking a toll. Lara Cass of Rutland Mental Health says they have seen a dramatic increase in requests for services.
We're seeing newer people, people who have never been in the system before, are coming to the emergency room or calling us looking for help regarding anxiety or depression. The data is showing across the state that we are seeing double the amount of people in crisis than we saw the year before at this time.
Alcohol sales are up in Vermont and substance abuse appears to be on the rise. The state health department reports a 36% increase in opioid overdose deaths this year compared to last. As winter approaches, Governor Phil Scott says he's confident the state's ski resorts will be able to open for the season despite the increasing number of COVID-19 cases around the region. The state's ski areas draw many visitors who live within driving distance of Vermont, often in the New York or Boston metro areas. Those regions are seeing an uptick in COVID cases, but Scott says he hopes that trend subsides before the snow flies and the resorts open for business.
You know, we're all one big community. If their case numbers drop, they go back and they can travel into the state. I think we'll be better protected, obviously, because the virus won't be spreading.
Scott says he has talked to ski industry leaders about their reopening plans, but he says those plans are not yet fully developed. Cold weather means more time indoors, and health officials say there are ways to limit the spread of the coronavirus in indoor air. Bill Irwin leads Vermont's statewide emergency operations related to air quality. He told Vermont Edition keeping indoor humidity between 40% and 60% helps limit any potential spread.
If it goes below that, it gets too dry and it begins to cause a more rapid evaporation of the moisture and actually releases the virus particles that have been trapped in a droplet on a smooth surface.
Irwin says improving air circulation and upgrading filters on air and heating systems will also improve indoor air. An emergency department worker at the hospital in St. Albans has tested positive for the coronavirus. The St. Albans Messenger reports Northwestern Medical Center announced the positive case on Tuesday. Hospital leaders said in a statement that the individual has been asymptomatic and people who had close contact with that person have been informed and are being tested. The hospital says all workers in the emergency department are wearing N95 masks this week while testing is ongoing. Eye on the sky today, areas of low clouds and fog give way to increasing sun, highs upper 50s to mid-60s. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.